else want to be in here? No, thanks. Neil, do you want to be on?
No, I'm okay. Neil, if we talk about you, you can't rebuttal if you're not on.
You might want to hop on the mic.
Okay, guys, do a couple of minutes and go next door.
Okay.
All right.
I guess we're ready.
Down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz here on AM 970 The Answer. I'm your host, Joe Maniscalco. We're here at the Carpenters Union headquarters at 395 Hudson Street for Labor Press's 2017 Labor Leaders Award. And sitting down with us at the table right now is one of those honorees, the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. And also joining us is labor attorney Vinny Pitta. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Thanks, Joe.
So let me start with you, Mr. Comptroller. Always a big issue with labor unions are pensions and the trouble that they're constantly facing. Give us a forecast going into the new year. How do they look?
Well, I'm very proud to report that for New York State, for our state pension fund, it looks good. We're in very strong shape. Our funded status is about 95% funded, virtually a fully funded pension plan. The Pew Research Center rated all 50 state pension plans early this year. We came in number 3 out of 50 states, only 2 states ahead of us, in terms of how well funded they are. We hit a historic milestone at the end of September. We were valued at over $200 billion the first time we hit that number. So we have confidence in our long-term asset allocation and our investment strategy. We are well-funded. We keep a close eye on where we're headed, but last year we paid out about $11.5 billion in benefits to New York retirees. I'm very proud of the fact that close to 80% of our retirees continue to live here in New York State, in New York City, in the suburbs, upstate New York. That means 80% of that $11.5 billion gets recycled right back into the New York economy. So providing retirement security, having the fiscal discipline to manage the pension fund in a way that secures that benefit, not just for today's retirees, but for the man or woman who's starting work today is going to be retiring 25, 30 years from now. That is one of the most important responsibilities I have as state controller and trustee of the pension fund.
I mean, that all sounds very encouraging, but as we know, a lot of locals around the city, that's still the number one problem. A lot of companies are trying to pull out of the pension systems. Can you just try to dig into that a little bit? And for people who don't understand the situation, what the challenges are, what they actually are.
Well, look, the real issue is retirement security. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Too many in the private sector have moved away from the traditional defined benefit pension plan, which was part of that three-legged stool that worked for so many older Americans for so many years, including my dad. He lived to 92, passed last year. He was able to continue to live in the home he and my mom built after the war. With economic independence, with dignity in his golden years, because he had personal savings, he had Social Security, thank you, Franklin Roosevelt, and he had a modest defined benefit pension from his years working as a lineman for most of those years for the phone company. He was a CWA member. Mm-hmm. You know, that retirement security is really the issue. So if a corporation is trying to save money in the short run and then leaving their retired workers vulnerable, what is that going to mean? It's going to mean, now that everybody's living a lot longer, needing a lot more money in retirement income, if they don't have retirement security and a 401k alone is not going to provide that security, nor will Social Security alone, people that may not have a family situation where they can be taken care of, they're going to come back looking to government, looking to taxpayers to provide for their needs. So to me, the need to look at pensions and retirement security as a societal obligation and one that we need to pre-fund, which is basically what we do with the trust of the defined benefit pension, it's a mistake that in the private sector we've moved away from that. There are attempts, some of the states have been trying to come up with savings vehicles that are not the same as a defined benefit pension, but are something better than an individual 401k. In New York State, we've had a commission looking at whether or not we could provide that in the state. And the first priority has to be to protect those defined benefit pensions that are there. The other reality is we've got, and Vinny knows this from some of the clients he works with, some of the pension funds have run into trouble. They've made some bad investments that, you know, some got stuck with Madoff investments. And making sure the pension guarantee trust at the federal level continues to be solvent and strong for pensions that get into trouble, we don't want to see those workers exposed. So well, it's a big issue.
You see a lot of these fund administrators, they're looking around. They're looking around for help from government, different strategies. Do you have any insight, any guidance?
Well, two things, Joe. First of all, we tip our hat to the controller. We represent more than 50 unions, about a third of them are public sector. And fortunately for them, they've got a steward who's watching their monies and protecting their long-term interests and security. Private sector, however, it's a fight. Starting with the meltdown in 2007, many private sector multi-employer funds lost 40 to 50% of their value, virtually overnight. And trying to get that value back is almost impossible. Fortunately, the last couple of years, the stock market has been percolating. But still, you can't make up 40 or 50% of your value simply by returns. There's a fight every day. In fact, the controller was recently helpful. One of our clients, the hotel union, has got a boycott now in Albany, in the state capital, against the hotelier at the Hilton Albany that was dead set to do away with the Divine pension benefit plan there. And that hotelier was getting $1 million a year in tax breaks from the state, committed himself to hiring numbers, which he failed to meet. And as a result of a complaint filed by the union, the controller looked at the situation. That employer is now being audited. But understandably, it's a tide that's tough to stop, because that hotel owner is competing with other employers in the same business that don't have union contracts, don't have obligations to a multi-employer plan. Where it ends, God knows. On the national level, the PBGC, which guarantees private pensions, is going belly up in 2020. Jim Hoffa, the president of the Teamsters International, is pushing legislation which has been introduced on a bipartisan basis to basically do for the pension industry what we, the taxpayers, did for Wall Street, savings and loan. But frankly, with this Congress, I dare say it's a huge leap to think that they're going to do something for ordinary working people. But that said, you can't give up the fight. You got to go out and marshal your allies, marshal your assets, and keep the people invigorated, and never give up and never give in.
I mean, Vinny's point about unions having to battle this, you know, literally on the streets, I mean, Vinny Pitt is absolutely right. This is such a key part of middle-class security, you know, that pension, and health care as well. And what's happening is that it's in a work location fight. You've got that issue with the Albany Hilton, you know, and the hotel trades have really gotten tremendous support. You had not that long ago the big Verizon strike, and these benefits were an issue. You had the CWA strike against Momentum up in Waterford in upstate New York. I mean, this
local
is happening.
Local 3 and Spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, local 3. Wow, how can I forget that? Chris Erickson was. Sure. Sorry, Chris. That he's right. Local 3. I mean, these issues are happening everywhere, and having a great advocate, you need a good lawyer these days. No, none better than Vinny Pitt and his firm for labor. And you need to marshal your allies in terms of the elected officials. And I think there's a lot of public support out there. I see it, Vinny, up in Albany, because that hotel is across the street from my office. You know, the workers are out there, they're tabling, and everyday New Yorkers that are walking by, they're stopping and they're talking. And they're hearing, they're taking the leaflet, and they're concerned. They see what kind of corporate greed is out there. This is why the middle class is so threatened and so disappearing. And it's why we need to be supportive of our unions. Thank God in New York State, we're still a labor-friendly community. Not that there aren't battles, Vinny's absolutely right, but we're still the most unionized state by percentage. But that's why we have a middle class here. And in those states that have rolled back legal protections or unions have lost battles at the negotiating table, that's where you see the middle class disappearing. We don't want to see that happen in New York.
Well, you mentioned the Charter Spectrum strike earlier this summer. Governor Cuomo actually said, hey, listen, you guys are not doing what you're supposed to do. And if you don't change, you know, you could find yourself out of New York State. That's an example of taking a stick to them. Mr. Controller, are there any sticks in your arsenal that you're not using that you could use against these corporations?
Well, you know, probably the most important stick we have is that we invest in many of the corporations. So when we see a labor issue, and the charter situation is one of them, we engage with the corporation as a shareholder and say that we are very concerned that the value of the company is compromised when you do not have labor peace. And we as shareholders want to raise the question, what are you doing to come to an amicable settlement? I wish I could report to you that our reaching out and our sending a letter changed the dynamic. It hasn't, but we're still pushing. And so we're going to use whatever we can. You know, there are some cases where you can take it as far as, you know, a shareholder resolution. You know, that's something that is not necessarily has happened yet as far as charter. But, you know, we're looking at all options. We want to be investing in companies that are good corporate citizens, including with their how they treat their workers. And obviously charter is coming up short in that regard.
So in a couple of minutes that we have left, I'm going to ask you to look at your crystal ball, given the things we've already talked about. What do you see are the biggest challenges for both of you guys and the issues that you deal with in 2018?
Well, Joe, 2018 is going to be a watershed year for certainly the public sector. With the Janus case, it's going to be decided by the Supreme Court. That could change the entire ballgame, particularly for the lower-paying civil servants. The skilled public servants, uniformed services, I don't think they'll miss a beat if that case is decided the wrong way. But for some people, $20, $30, or $40 a month, okay, might be the difference between, you know, taking your kids out to a movie or to a show, okay, or having lunch or dinner with them. So some people, if given the opportunity to get a free ride, because that's what it is, getting a benefit without paying for it, they'll avail themselves. Mm-hmm. But I'm praying that the conservatives act like true conservatives, and people shouldn't get something for nothing. But I've been called Don Quixote before. So we'll see. We'll see.
All right, gentlemen, I think we're going to leave it there. That does it for another episode of Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz here on AM 970. Want to remind everybody, if you like us, follow us on Twitter at Labor Press NY. Write to us at bcb@laborpress.org. Also, check out our website for daily news at laborpress.org, and also find us on Facebook. And don't forget to tune in here next Sunday at for more Blue Collar Buzz and on AM 970, The Answer. I can do that. Yeah.